Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Folks in one Bronx building say they are being terrorized by one of their neighbors. This is on East 214th and Williams Bridge.
On a number of occasions, this 28-year-old tenant has been caught on surveillance video walking around naked in the building, other times wearing a wig and waving a hatchet, screaming at residents. Leonia Clemente, one of those, has been terrorized.
I have an order of protection against this man. He's still constantly attacking me with the order of protection.
Now, she tells CBS 2 she just can't take this anymore.
It's very scary because I have kids, you know, and, you know, I have a granddaughter.
Now, amid reports that police have already arrested this guy twice last month for his behavior, building management is trying to get him evicted. We've again reached out to the 47th precinct to see what's the latest. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The mayor to Citibike, do not use facial recognition. The Daily News says that is the message sent by the Mamdani administration to the rideshare giant on word they might roll that out to make sure riders are over the minimum age of 16. City Hall says there's concern about people's personal data being hacked, as well as racial bias and the fact that facial recognition could misidentify somebody as being either older or younger than they actually are. Parent company Lyft first announced the age verification requirement last August, but just how that will work is unclear. There's another arrest in the gang beatdown and shooting in Queens that left a 15-year-old dead. A 16-year-old is behind bars in the fatal shooting of Jaden Pierre, which happened during what was supposed to be a friendly water gun fight at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. DA Melinda Katz.
We wave goodbye to our kids every single morning when they go to school. And the least we can expect is that they come home safe and sound. And I think that's why this case has hit so many people so strongly.
The suspect, who was not named because of his age, was ordered held on $1 million bond after pleading not guilty at Queens Supreme Criminal Court. The suspected gunman, 18-year-old Zahir Davis, is charged with murder, gang assault, and weapons possession. He is being held without bail. It's an idea that's been tossed around before, but now a community board is having a serious conversation about installing a fence of sorts around Washington Square Park.
Security at Washington Square Park includes police and the metal barriers used at parades. But police are telling Community Board 2 those barriers are easy for people to get around, and they're having trouble enforcing the midnight curfew. Sam Muhammad doesn't think gates would work.
So we don't need to confine ourselves more than necessary. You cannot enforce morality.
Alex Lee isn't a fan of the barriers or gates.
There's got to be a way to find a balance between just kicking everybody out. You know, come summertime, on a Saturday night, there's no reason the park needs to close right at midnight.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Cops asking for help catching the suspect in an anti-Semitic attack in the subway last month. This was 3:30 in the afternoon of April 21st on an M train at the Flushing Avenue stop. That's where police say a man walked up to another man, made anti-Semitic remarks, and then kicked the guy. You can see photos of the suspect on the Crime Stoppers X page. We are hearing from Mayor Mamdani on that report from the Anti-Defamation League that found that while anti-Semitic incidents were down last year, New York still leads the nation in these hate crimes.
To the question of if promoting his own views on Israel might fuel anti-Semitism, Mayor Mamdani says there's a difference.
Critique of the policies of a government are very much separate from bigotry towards the people of a specific religious faith.
He says Jews should not only feel safe in this city, but celebrate it. Here's one thing he's doing to try and prevent anti-Semitism.
A listening tour across the city to create the first municipal approach to combating anti-Semitism,
which will include conversations with Jewish leaders. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Mamdani sticking to his guns when it comes to that real estate expo that took place at the Park East Synagogue where protesters clashed with police outside. He praised the way the NYPD handled the situation, but says the actual event, not so much.
I've also been clear to New Yorkers my honest opinions about the fact that when we have a real estate expo that is promoting the sale of land, which includes the sale of land in occupied West Bank, in settlements that are a violation of international law, that is something that I firmly disagree with and that I also believe that many New Yorkers firmly disagree with.
Council Speaker Julie Menin blasted the protesters, saying their rhetoric fuels anti-Semitism. Rudy Giuliani is out of the ICU. The former mayor remains hospitalized, though, recovering from a serious case of pneumonia, so serious, in fact, that a priest was called in to deliver last rites. Giuliani was previously diagnosed with restrictive airway disease, which he says he got from being down at ground zero after the 9/11 attack. His spokesman says the former mayor and his family appreciate the outpouring of love and prayers that have been sent his way. The New York City Transportation Department announcing a plan to redesign a stretch of Brooklyn.
So more of this, maybe less on Bergen and Dean Streets in Brooklyn, which the DOT is planning to turn into a bike boulevard. Hilda Cohen's the co-founder of Bergen Bike Bus. She says it'll be
opening up access to everybody.
Yeah, Mayor Mamdani was with the group to announce the redesign, which puts more active means of transportation first, walking and cycling, for example. Now, Hilda says to any drivers that may feel restricted,
maybe they don't have to use a car. If they do need to use a car, they just have to go at a little bit slower speed.
They're a bit different than bike lanes, with continuous routes, medians, and sidewalks extensions, for example. The mayor says this redesign makes city streets work for people. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
We're now seeing what's claimed to be Jeffrey Epstein's suicide note. It reads, quote, "They investigated me for months, found nothing. So 15-year-old charges resulted. It is a treat to be able to choose the time to say goodbye. What you want me to do? Bust out crying? No fun. Not worth it." The judge ordered the document released following a Freedom of Information request by the New York Times. New York is number one, although we'd rather not be in this case. The folks at Terminix are out with their list of the worst cities in the nation for mosquitoes. We came in first. On Orkin's list, we're third. Both reports raising concerns about mosquito-borne illnesses like the West Nile virus. The Terminix list also flagged Dallas, L.A., Philly, and Atlanta. Orkin's top five were Los Angeles, Chicago, then New York, Detroit, and Atlanta. Trader Joe's back with some new totes. Yeah, these are insulated mini bags that quickly sold out last time. They have a 1.5-gallon capacity. They'll be available in six, count them, six colors. The cost, just $3.99. The drop, May 20th at Trader Joe's stores nationwide.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.